I pull the last pin out of my hair and stare at myself in the vanity mirror. It's set perfectly in a pair of victory rolls atop soft curls, and I say a silent thanks to the YouTube gods for helping me make this cockamamie idea a reality. I kiss the back of my hand to confirm this lipstick is going to stay put before standing to give myself a full once-over. My outfit itself is fairly simple. It's a standard wiggle dress, basic black, but it fits the brief. And after all, it's more about what's underneath that matters today. Back seam stockings that run from my suede peep toe pumps all the way up my long legs and end at my upper thigh, where they're clipped securely to a garter belt of delicate pale pink lace. The same soft fabric comprises my high waist panties, complete with the classic satin panel in front and a small powder puff in back, showcasing my juicy ass. I'm wearing a bra to match, but it's essentially a bra in name alone. It cups my ample bosom in a pink satin cup, roughly half the size of my normal lingerie, leaving the majority of each breast fully exposed. Luckily, I've procured a pair of heart-shaped pasties, also pale pink, but with swinging tassels attached. I've perfumed and oiled my tawny skin, leaving it so smooth and soft. You'll hardly know where the soft fabrics end and I begin. My long lashes are curled, my cheeks rosy, and my big eyes sparkle atop a pair of pouty red lips. I zip my dress and conceal the final sight of my hidden delights from view. The only thing preventing me from looking like I just walked off the dance floor at a USO party are the smattering of tattoos down my right arm. Lack of historical accuracy aside, I quite like the way things have turned out, but I'm not the one to be worried about. Before I can fret too much, I hear your key in the door, and I race to the top of the staircase as, "Babe, I'm home, love," peals through the house. I allow myself a split second to close my eyes and smile, warm in the belly and in the heart. I never, ever get tired of hearing that. "Hey, soldier, welcome home," I say from the top step, and watch your face contort first into confusion and then into a combination of arousal and amusement as I make the most of my switchy walk down the stairs. Coming right up to you and placing both palms flat on your chest, reaching up on tiptoe to plant a feather light kiss across your cheek. "We have to get ready or we'll be late. Can you go up and change quickly?" The silence that follows is long and, for me at least, very satisfying. For once, I'm the one succeeding at a birthday surprise, and the look in your eyes tells me you're caught between wanting to ask a million questions and wanting to tear my clothes off. Before you can do either, I hustle you back up the stairs and into the bedroom. I've laid out your special outfit for the night, an authentic war-era GI issue khaki number, complete with flight cap, aviator sunglasses, and a pair of shoes so shiny you'll be able to look up my skirt with them, hopefully. "I love the way you look. I mean, I love the way you dress, normally, in anything from pajama pants to jeans and a t-shirt to the suits you occasionally have to wear for work. I crave my hands on you. But the moment you come around the corner and start down the steps, I can barely contain the moan that rises in my throat against my will. Oh, my mouth waters, and I swear for a moment I think my knees actually go weak. One thing I know for certain is we haven't even left the house, and I'm already aching and wet between my thighs. There really is something about a man in uniform. Fuck." You finally decide you've been agreeable enough and ask flat out, "What the hell is going on?" I tell you that since your birthday falls on a Tuesday this year, we'd have more fun celebrating a few days prior when we can really let loose and enjoy ourselves. So for tonight, I'm whisking you away for a date with your own personal pinup model. The one whose photos have kept you going and given you a reason to make it home. As I'm explaining, you notice the seam up the back of my calf, and I realize it's become pointless to speak to you any further, as you've definitely become distracted. Before your grabby little hands can find purchase on me, I grab one and pull you towards the door. "Let's go or we'll be late," I chide you, and with a click of my handbag and a swish of my coat, we're out the door. And suddenly standing facing your next surprise. A mint green 1940 Chevy Special Deluxe convertible is sitting in the driveway, top down, engine running. I innocently turn and ask if you drive. I would, but you know, the heels. A true gentleman, even in a state of shock, you walk me to my side, open my door, and then shut it gently behind me, jogging around the front to slide in and admire this beautiful car. Before you can totally geek out, I give you an address, and you gingerly ease out onto the road. I can't stop looking at you in this uniform, behind the wheel of this car, remembering what I'm wearing under this dress, and what I plan to do with you later, to you later. You're glancing over at me, my exposed cleavage, at my crossed ankles, so demure, my red lips, and I realize my plan is working way too well. I ask if you could just pull onto the shoulder for a moment. The road's fairly empty out this way, and despite being a beautiful night with a full moon, it's still pretty dark. We're clearly on the same page, because the moment you shift into park, we're all over each other. You grab me around the waist and drag me across the bench seat until we're hip to hip, and in an instant, your lips are on mine, on my neck, grazing my throat. It takes everything in me to push you back and tell you to wait. I need you, but I worked so hard to plan this night, I can't let my aching pussy take control. I push you back into your seat by your chest and reach down to fumble with your belt and pants. You spring forward violently, as hard as I've ever seen you. And remembering my hair, I push your hands down to your sides as I take your full length into my mouth in an instant. No nuance, no teasing, nothing but the desperate need to make you come as fast and as hard as possible. I don't want to be late, and I don't want to get caught, but I need to taste you. My grip around your wrists tighten as my licks and strokes get faster, firmer, more urgent. I'm bobbing up and down on your cock feverishly, dribbling spit out of the corners of my mouth and moaning around your shaft every time I hear you inhale sharply or sigh in pleasure. I feel you stiffening as the head bounces against my eager tongue. Your thighs clenching tell me that you're holding back, and we can't have that, can we? I graze you ever so gently with my teeth, and when you look down in surprise, I'm tilting my head to look you right in the eye and push you into my throat. You throw your head back against the seat hard and let out something between a growl and a cry, and then you explode across my tongue. I tighten my lips and run from base to tip, making sure I've pulled out every last drop of you before kissing the tip of your still pulsing cock. "Okay, let's go," I say as I open a compact and check my lipstick and smooth my hair. Your trembling hands fasten your pants and belt before pulling back onto the road, and I worry about your ability to drive while also patting myself on the back for a job well done. After pulling up at the address I've provided, you check your phone to confirm we're in the right place. You turn to me and say you love me, but We go to the county armory to vote or sometimes for a flea market. We went one time to pick up Girl Scout cookies, so this doesn't really feel like a birthday outing. I tell you to trust me, which is usually a sign of calamity to come, and I see you roll your eyes in response. Just park the car and let's go inside, okay? I tell you and shrug my coat off to toss in the back. Your manners outweigh your confusion, and you come collect me, helping me out and following me into the dark, seemingly empty building. I call out, once we've inside, for my little helper, and the sweet elderly man, a volunteer and very excitable tour guide that I've been speaking to for weeks, pops out of his small office, containing the only light inside the vast warehouse of a building. He gestures wordlessly for us to follow him, and you take my hand in the dark, clearly intrigued about what's happening next. We follow Joe and his flashlight through several rooms we've seen many times over until reaching a set of double doors that I personally have never noticed before. Reaching around the door to the wall, he flips a switch and the thunderous sound of heavy-duty bulbs echoes through the room as its centerpiece is suddenly illuminated. All he says is, "Have fun, kids," and with a wink, slips out to return to his office. I walk over to a table I've arranged, a classic Victrola and one single record. I drop the needle, and a soft scratch fades into Ella Fitzgerald singing about flying high and falling in love. Fitting, as we're standing in a huge room with one single attraction, a World War II warbird called In the Mood. I turn to you as the music fills the room and ask you, "Babe, will you dance with me?" And before I can even take a full breath, you've swept me up and are holding me tight against you. Your hands slide down my sides, grab my hips, rocking into and against them gently as we sway to the music, moving in a small, tight circle. I drape my arms over your shoulders and take advantage of, for once, being tall enough to kiss you without considerable effort. My kiss deepens. I slip my tongue into your mouth and feel you moan into me as your tongue finds mine. I break away, tilt my head to taste your stubbly chin, your jawline, run my tongue along your neck, all the way up to kiss and nibble your earlobe, all the while your hands finding their way to my ass, squeezing greedy, sloppy handfuls, pulling at the hem of the tight dress, trying to coax it upwards. I force myself to take a step back before you find what's hidden underneath and catch my breath before turning back to the record player and lifting the needle. Ella's nice, but it's time to change it up. The sudden silence reveals how heavily we're both panting, and I realize how close I came to losing control of the situation. I choke down enough air to push out the words, "Have a seat for me, sweetheart," and point at a folding chair across the room. I turn and try to coax my trembling fingers to change the record to the 45 that I snuck inside my handbag on the way out. I reach behind my back, slide the zipper of my dress down, just as the opening bass line of Peggy Lee's Fever booms out of the speaker. I shimmy and slide the snug black fabric down over my body as slowly as possible while my hips bounce to the beat. As the last inch slides over my ass to reveal that little pink puff on the back of my panties, I can hear you react. I step one foot out of the dress, pooled at my feet, and use the other to kick it out of the way, and turn slowly to reveal myself to you. The look you give me is one of pure lust when you get the sight of the full length of my body. I see your eyes moving down from my perfect hair, my tasseled nipples, my glistening thighs, all the way to my pretty little painted toes peeking out from my shoes. Instinctively, your thighs fall apart. You slouch down into your chair, and you do that thing where you rub your jaw with one hand and adjust your crotch with the other. You have no idea how fucking sexy you look right now, taking me in, salivating for me, smiling at your profound luck. I shimmy to the beat, making my hips shake and my tassels twirl as I move towards you at an achingly glacial pace. I have a full burlesque number prepared that I know I'll never get through if I have to look at you like this. Every glance sends a ripple of lust right through that hot, throbbing place between my thighs that needs you so desperately. I place one foot on the chair between your legs, my toes just brushing against your obviously swollen cock. You get the idea without instruction, and unbuckle the thin strap around my ankle, pulling my shoe off and tossing it aside. First one, and then the other. I place my stockinged foot directly on you now, and pinch the tiny clip, releasing my garter from my thigh high. After I release the second strap, I turn and shamelessly bend over to push down and remove my panties, my ass inches from your face. I hear you whisper, "I can smell how wet you are." And my legs practically turn to jelly. I turn back to face you, my panties hooked over one foot, and flick them onto your chest. God, the sight of you lifting them to your nose and inhaling makes my vision glaze over, and I give up on the dance. Peggy's done singing anyway. The record is about to warble, scratch a bit, and die out, so might as well move on. I drop the garter belt to the floor, step even closer to you, and instruct you to remove my stockings. This back and forth, this exchange of arousal power, is so utterly delicious, and it continues as you gently roll down each soft stocking, kissing the freshly exposed skin, until I'm standing between your knees almost completely naked. My unspoken request hangs in the air, and we stare at each other for what could be seconds or days for all the clarity I have left. And before I can say anything, you take hold of my hips and pull your face right into the source of my wetness, prodding my lips apart with your tongue, rolling it across my clit, feeling me react to your touch. Instinctively, my hands dig into your hair, and I steady myself against you as your tongue relentlessly licks, suckles my dripping wet pussy. I can feel the vibrations of you moaning on me, inside me, rippling through me every time I twitch and you groan in response. I have no idea how you can breathe, much less reach around to unclasp my bra and cast it aside, stroking the sides of my full breasts as you move to regain your hold on my hips and ass. The wet sounds of your furious lapping echo through the room, and I realize the only sounds are my whimpers and your moans overlapping in a symphony of pleasure. I look down and see your face coated in my wetness, and I know if I let you make me come, I'm not going to stay standing, and we won't make it to the next bit. It takes every ounce of strength I have, but I put my hands on your shoulders, I push my hips back from you, and almost relent when I see you pushing your head forward, fighting with your wiggling tongue to get back to me. to get it inside me. I want to drop to the floor and pull your face to me, grind against you and let you make me come with that beautiful mouth again and again and again. But it's not my birthday. I take several full steps backwards, a few deep breaths, and reach my hand out to help you up. I tell you to come with me, and in the full intensity of bright industrial lighting, I walk over to the plane parked in the center of the room, with nothing but pasties covering my body. I've secretly practiced every part of this evening, except for this one thing. I've read and reread the email that explains exactly what to do, but I felt like printing it out and carrying it with me would be a bit of a mood killer, so I'm gonna wing it. Rimshot. I grab the handle that releases a tiny set of three collapsible metal steps leading into the cockpit of this glistening machine. I begin my ascent, fully aware that each oversized step spreads me wide open from behind, giving you a full look at my now swollen pussy and the avalanche of wetness cascading down each thigh. Once I've reached the top, I lean back slightly and simultaneously twist, pull, and raise the windscreen, the weight of which keeps me steady, lifting me back to the lip of the cockpit. I look over my shoulder, as if this was effortless, to see you transfixed on the unbelievable sight before you. I'm tempted to give in to the disbelief myself, but instead I just say, "You want to show me around, soldier?" And as gracefully as I can manage, vault myself inside. I lean back against some unidentifiable panel of buttons to allow you to climb inside, and I'm happy to remember the interior is all reconstruction, so I'm not dripping your spit and my wetness on a priceless artifact from a bygone era. You plop down into the pilot's seat, and I can see you trying to resist the childlike wonder you have at being this close to this big toy, for lack of better words. I take off your cap, plop it over my curls, swing a leg over to straddle your lap, pressing my back against the throttle before asking, "What pinup would you want painted on your bird, birthday boy?" Somewhere in the back of my mind, I hear you say, "This one," as your lips clamp down around my nipple, and simultaneously I feel your fingers thrust inside me, curling forward to find my G-spot. I can feel it swelling at your touch. Your thumb is over my clit. Your tongue is flicking across my nipple, making it spring out, seeking your attention. Again, I find myself bucking against your touch, dangerously close to coming while you're still fully dressed. And I can't let that happen. But my fingers won't steady themselves enough to do anything I want. I grab at your belt and tell you to unbutton your shirt. You proceed to do it so devilishly slowly, I can't take it. Watching you reveal yourself at such a languid speed tells me I'll deal with the consequences later. I rip your shirt open with both hands like something out of a cheesy romance novel. Tiny buttons fly all around. And since I see you working to free your throbbing cock from those sexy as fuck uniform pants, I take this moment to push your undershirt up to your collarbone and kiss my way across your chest, your ribs, leaning and running my tongue over both nipples until finally what feels like hours have gone by. And I feel you pulling me by the hips up, oh, and onto your waiting cock. We've made love, and we've fucked, and we've done some truly filthy things many, many time over. And I'm certain I've never, ever felt your cock this hard. Felt your mouth and hands this voraciously needy and hungry for me, for more of me, for all of me at once. Close quarters and the intensity of this moment make me feel a deep-rooted need to press myself into you, to make skin-to-skin contact all over our bodies. I swoop in on a forward thrust to sink my teeth into that soft skin behind your ear, nibbling my way over your neck, your lobe. And when I feel you slip a hand between us to rub your thumb against my dangerously swollen clit, I can't help but press my lips right into your ear and moan your name. I'm grinding down on you so hard and so fast, I can hear the slapping sounds of wet skin on wet skin. Slurping sounds of your lips on my nipple, my neck. Oh, and rattling metal all around us. Oh, I don't care if this bucket of bolts collapses in the process. You're going to fucking come deep inside my soaking wet cunt before we're done. Oh, I lean back into the control board again. Oh, both to give you access to rub my clit harder and faster, but also because now I can see your face as I roll my body against yours. Slowly now, in long, shuddering strokes of my hips towards yours. I put a palm flat against your chest, hold you in place, and you retaliate by first gripping my chin between your thumb and forefinger, and then sliding your hand down to hold me in place by the throat. With what little breath I have at my disposal, I tell you, I want you to fill me with your cum. Oh, fuck me so hard I can't see straight. Grab me so hard you leave bruises, just fucking ruin me. Let the world know I'm yours and you're mine. Make me come so hard I black the fuck out. You start bucking your hips up into me so fast and so hard I almost fall out of the seat, but you grab my arms, throw them around your neck. Oh, and wrap your own around my waist so you can drive into me so fucking hard. I can feel my head slamming into the glass, but you don't care and neither do I. Oh, I press my lips to your ear and ask if you want me to come, if you're ready to come. The answer I get isn't so much words as strangled moans. Oh, and one last uproarious thrust that shakes the plane as you burst inside me, hot, frantic. The feeling of you coming inside me, groans you let loose right in my ear as you pull me so tight I can't tell where our skin differentiates. Fuck, that is all I need to fall over the edge, and I feel my orgasm rip through my body. Fuck. Oh, God. You whimper desperately as you feel me clenching around you. And I stay suspended in bliss for what feels like ages. Oh, I fall against your chest, gasping for air, sweaty and sticky and spent. Oh, I look at the aftermath of this, the most elaborate session of all, and I see loose bolts and scattered buttons, smears of red on your skin from my lips. Pink swollen fingerprints rising on my arms, matching the scratches across your chest. Oh, we're both wet from chest to thigh. The plain smells of sex and arousal in such a small space. Oh, I look out into the room, and I see bits and bobs of my clothing scattered around. I can't hear anything aside from your breathing. Oh, and my breathing. Oh, and that beautiful sound of your heart thumping below my ear. Oh, so I say, are you ready to go home for presents?